Hello, it is Friday, June 7th, 2024, and here are readings from our daily reading plan in view as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 73, verses 21 through 28, Numbers chapter 26, verses 25 through 56, and Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 38. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 73, verse 21 through 28. When my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast toward you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. Numbers chapter 26, verses 25 through 56. These are the clans of Issachar as they were listed, 64,300. The sons of Zebulun, according to their clans, of Sered, the clan of the Seredites, of Elon, the clan of the Elonites, of Jalil, the clan of the Jalilites. These are the clans of the Zebulunites, as they were listed, 60,500. The sons of Joseph, according to their clans, Manasseh and Ephraim. The sons of Manasseh, Machir, the clan of the Machirites. And Machir was the father of Gilead. Of Gilead, the clan of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead. Of Lazir, the clan of the Lazirites. Of Helek, the clan of the Helekites. And of Asrael, the clan of the Asraelites. And of Shechem, the clan of the Shechemites. And of Shemidah, the clan of the Shemidites, and of Hepher, the clan of the Hepherites. Now Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, had no sons but daughters, and the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mahalah, Noah, Maglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. These are the clans of Manasseh, and those listed were 52,700. These are the clans of Ephraim, according to their clans, of Shealtiel, the clan of the Shealtielites, of Bacher, the clan of the Bacherites, of Tahan, the clan of the Tahanites. And these are the sons of Shealtiel, of Aaron, the clan of the Aaronites. These are the clans of the sons of Ephraim, as they were listed, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph, according to their clans. The sons of Benjamin, according to their clans, of Bela, the clan of the Belaites, of Ashbel, the clan of the Ashbelites, of Iram, the clan of the Iramites, of Shephapham, the clan of the Shephamites, of Hapham, the clan of the Haphamites. And the sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman, of Ard, the clan of the Ardites, of Naaman, the clan of the Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin, according to their clans, and those listed were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan, according to their clans, of Shaham, the clan of the Shahamites. These are the clans of Dan, according to their clans. All the clans of the Shahamites, as they were listed, were 64,400. The sons of Asher, according to their clans, of Imnah, the clan of the Imnites, of Ishiv, the clan of the Ishvites, of Berai, the son of the Berites, of the sons of Berai, of Heber, the clan of the Heberites, of Malachiel, the clan of the Malachielites, and the name of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the clans of the sons of Asher, as they were listed, 53,400. The sons of Naphtali, according to their clans, of Jahzeel, the clan of the Jahzeelites, of Guni, the clan of the Guniites, of Jazir, the clan of the Jazirites, of Shilim, the clan of the Shimelites. These are the clans of Naphtali, according to their clans, and those listed were 45,400. This was the list of the people of Israel, 601,730. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, among these the land shall be divided for inheritance, according to the number of names. To a large tribe you shall give a large inheritance, and to a small tribe you shall give a small inheritance. Every tribe shall be given its inheritance in a proportion to its list, but the land shall be divided by lot, according to the names of the tribes of their fathers they shall inherit. Their inheritance shall be divided according to lot between the larger and the smaller. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, how will this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.